How do you dress for a 70-degree day at Fenway? Well, after this record-setting Boston winter, you can't blame Kirsten Forsberg of Littleton for overdressing.
I was really afraid of being cold, which I don't think is a stupid thing, because I was really afraid of being cold this entire winter, and I was. So.
It wasn't long before Forsberg was cooking in long sleeves, so she ditched her jacket and went into a souvenir shop on Yawkey Way to buy a Red Sox tank top.
So I just spent $45 on this so that I could wear it. Yeah, I think it's a sign. A sign from the weather gods that we were probably going to win.
Number 29.
Enjoy the game.
Hot dogs, guys. Hot dogs! Hot dogs! Come like bricks!
The opening ceremony that welcomed back the sounds of summer was full of emotion and symbolism.
All of us know that we have endured a long, cold winter, one that was tough on everybody, and particularly tough on some very special families.
Jane Richard, the sister of marathon bombing victim Martin Richard, sang the national anthem along with the St. Anne Parish Youth Choir of Dorchester. Then the Red Sox honored Pete Frates with a special lifetime contract. He's the former Boston College outfielder with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, whose ice bucket challenge raised millions. Then those heartfelt moments turned to heart-pounding ones. Super Bowl 49 MVP Tom Brady and the New England Patriots coach and owners strutted out from the left field wall nonchalantly carrying the team's four Vince Lombardi trophies. David Ortiz, Big Poppy, crouched behind home plate as Tom Brady threw out the ceremonial first pitch.
Okay, Tom, let's see a pass from Brady to Poppy.
Brady's spiral was more of a slider, and the ball bounced to home plate, but fortunately for the Red Sox, their new starter, Rick Porcello, pitched better on the same field where his grandfather played for the 1947 Red Sox. The 2015 Red Sox jumped out to an 8-0 lead through three innings. Outfielder Mookie Betts made a leaping catch to save a home run before stealing two bases and hitting a home run himself. Big Poppy added a home run in the sixth, and the Red Sox were breezing through the game. Drinking beers in the sun, wearing shorts and short sleeves, and feeling the warm breeze, Boston fans kind of needed this. After the numbness of the city's deep blanket of snow, not to mention the painful memories evoked during the marathon bombings trial, Carrie and Michael Siracusa of Boston say celebrating the toasty home opener at Fenway was like emerging from a frigid cocoon.
I was worried when he got the tickets that we were going to end up in like ski gear here. But thankfully, we've ended up getting sunburns. There are worse things in the world.
Your optimism has been rewarded.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
And if that wasn't enough, the Red Sox won 9-4. The angle of the sun always wins. There's no more ice floating down by the banks of the River Charles. Break out the ball caps and the t-shirts. Spring is here, and the Boston Red Sox are in first place. From Boston, I'm Kurt Nikisch for Rhode Island Public Radio.